Welcome to the Penguin Podcast. Tune in each week to hear exclusive interviews, helpful advice, and riveting book excerpts from the most exciting authors around. More information on any of the books you hear about today, visit our website at us.penguingroup.com.
In this special Young Readers edition of the Penguin Podcast, we talk to some of our most beloved Young Readers fantasy authors. Later, T.A. Barron talks about his epic Great Tree of Avalon series. But first, Brian Jakes, author of the beloved Redwall series and an incomparable storyteller, talks about his new series, The Castaways of the Flying Dutchman.
Primarily, I wanted to write something other than Redwall, because I'll still be writing Redwall forever and ever, but I had another idea one time, and it was about one of the great legends of the sea, because I love the sea so much. Having been a seaman myself when I was a kid, I was an able-bodied seaman, and I was in the Merchant Navy, but the sea always fascinated me, you see. We know too little about the sea. We know all about the planets, but we're living on this planet which is mainly water. And these great unknown depths with the leviathans and the vast wastes and tracts of ocean and sea. And so I thought I would base my story around the legend of the Vlieger Hollander, which they know better as the Flying Dutchman, Van der Decken, the captain who was cursed by God to sail the seas for eternity. Now, my idea was this: that when the angel of the Lord came down off Tierra del Fuego amid all them mountainous seas where the oceans of the world meet, and the ice and the snow and the howling gale and the huge waves, and he came down to curse the captain and his crew to eternity, and he saw there were two innocent souls aboard that ship. And that was the young cabin boy and his dog. And so he had them washed overboard, cast adrift on Tierra del Fuego at the tip of South America. Now, they unfortunately had the curse of eternity upon them, but the angel and God in his infinite mercy gave them other gifts. He gave the boy the gift of being able to speak in any language, the gift of tongues, and most of all, he gave him the gift of being able to communicate with the dog, and the dog with him. So, Ben is the boy, Ned is the dog, and we've got these two pals, Ben and Ned, and they're wandering through the world, through the centuries, through history, you see, and they started off at Tierra del Fuego, they wandered right up America. That was the original book, was The Castaways of the Flying Dutchman. And they landed up around the Caribbean there. And there they encountered pirates. Pirates. Somebody said to me, "Why are pirates so great?" And I said, "Because they just are." And they had a marvellous adventure in the second book, which is called The Angel's Command. Because the angel commands them to move on each time. They have to finish where they are and carry on. And they finished down around the Gulf of Gascony, the Bay of Biscay, round there, at the end of their second adventure. Now, this adventure is called The Voyage of Slaves. And it finds them. And that thing, like the ancient manor, the rhyme of the ancient manor, as lifeless as a painted ship upon a painted sea. So the boy and the dog have been through many adventures, Ben and Ned, and they're on this old, little, broken-down boat, and they're literally dying of thirst and starvation. And they're lying there, and the great eye of the sun is looking down upon them, you see. And they ain't going to last long until they're found. And they're found by two Libyans who sell people to the slave trade. And they immediately throw the dog overboard because they don't want him, and they take the boy prisoner, knock him unconscious and take him away. And thus the adventure begins. Now, the boy is held captive and he's given to the service of an evil, like a Barbary pirate, Al-Mizrata. And he has a fort in the desert, and he's all powerful, but nobody knows who he really is, you see. And then we move across. I like to do my stories, all my tales are like the old Saturday matinees, like the serial. They change from one scene to the other. Like when the stagecoach goes over the cliff, come next week and see what's happening. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're wondering what's happened to the dog. And the poor dog, he's been nearly drowned, and he's washed up on the shore, he's covered in sand, and he's laying there almost dead. And he is found by a strong man, Herr Otto, from a travelling show of entertainers. And he finds him, and he takes him back to their caravan, and they nurse him back to health. And you keep wondering, is the boy going to see his dog again? Is the dog going to find his master again? And eventually, they come to Al-Mizrata's fort to perform. And the minute they see each other, the boy and the dog, the dog's memory comes back. He's had no memory, you see, through being lost in the sea. And they're reunited. But that's only the start of the tale, because Al-Mizrata is such a miserable and evil man that he plans to take captive the whole of the little show and sell them as slaves in Dalmatia. Anyhow, the whole story then is how the boy escapes, how the dog escapes, how he helps his friends, the people he meets, and the entire sea voyage, you see. There are fishermen, pirates, there are obviously pirates that are slave traders, it goes right on and on until there's even a band of female highwaymen, highway women. That's an awkward phrase, isn't it? A highway woman, a highwayess. Anyhow, there's a huge band of them, and everybody helps at some point or other. And I'm not going to tell you I'm not going to tell you all the story. But what I'm trying to do is to give you a taste of it. And it's what I call a real good thunderous yarn. It thunders along, full of thud and blunder. You see, or blood and thunder, whichever you like. It goes right across the Mediterranean, right to Malta, then to Sicily, then across to the coasts of Slavonica, and up. They're trying to reach Italy again, you see. And the whole thing is a marvellous chase and adventure. There's violence, there's everything is in it. They're lost again, they're found again. And all the adventures that make you say, like when you were a kid and your dad or your favourite uncle would say to you, would you like to hear a story? You know, I always think of when I first discovered books like Treasure Island, Master Man Ready, and you've read them right from the word of Once Upon a Time, and you've got caught among them pages. And that's what I like to do for my readers, to capture them. And I am sure that The Castaways of the Flying Dutchman, that's the series, The Castaways, a tale from The Castaways of the Flying Dutchman. This current one is The Voyage of Slaves. There's a very exciting cover there. There's a battle with a shark who's eaten the boat. And then meanwhile you can see the dog saving a boy in the water and a ship in the foreground. What's all happening there? I like to think that this series will become, I know it will become as successful as the Redwall series, because already I'm getting lots of feedback, you know, and especially from France. I have a lot of readers in France, and they say, Brian! You see, we want more Ben and Ned. We want more pirates. We want more. And I think, well, I better get going, because all them young people out there, and some not so young people, are getting into the adventure. And I like to think, not just for children, because it would be a sad thing if you grew up from a child to an adult and you lost that little spark of the magic of childhood. I shall give you it back with The Voyage of Slaves from Castaways of the Flying Dutchman. Finish like a pirate. Ha-har.
Voyage of Slaves and all of Brian Jake's adventure novels are available from our website now.